Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Roger Daltrey on vocals. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, everybody. And we're broadcasting live on Labor Day with our good friend Rich Berman. Richard Berman is the Executive Director of the Center for Union Facts. And my website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Rich, give us your website again. I know minimumwage.com is one of them. What is the other one?
Unionfacts.com.
All right, so folks, check it out. Anything you want to know about what's going on, the truth, no agendas, just the truth, the real facts about unions, including teachers' unions. You'll find that at unionfacts.com. Rich, one of the things I'd like for you to tell us about is what's going on with the these micro union organizing entities where they're trying to go around the past practices of unionizing an entire company. They're now getting it approved, basically, to go in and unionize one department. What do you think?
Right. You know, typically the unions would organize a plant, they would organize a store, but what they would not do is try to organize a department or even a group of employees that don't have a department designation. And typically the unions will look for support in as small a group as they can get, and the employer says, well, no, I'm not going to bargain, you know, with 15 employees out of 50 because I don't want to have, you know, this balkanization of my total workforce. Then you go get another union that comes in and organizes a different 15 employees because it's insanity at that point. But the unions, with the Obama appointments to the National Labor Relations Board that supervises the elections and rules over union elections, is now opening the door to allow unions to go in and pick off groups of employees who don't have typically a normal reason to have their own union, and allow those people to form a union, and this can create chaos in a workplace.
So give us an example of what it might look like.
An example of how this would work?
If I had truck drivers, they'd try to just if I had 50 employees or so and I had 12 truck drivers, they'd try to unionize just my truck drivers?
They could just unionize your truck drivers, but you know the best thing is to think of a grocery store. You know, you could organize the clerks, then you could organize the people that work in the meat department. You could organize the people who are stocking shelves.
But possibly just that one in that whole company, just that one, just the butchers, for example.
Well, actually, you know, they did that years ago in Walmart, the labor board allowed that to happen in Walmart years ago, and so Walmart turned around and said, "Well, we're not going to have butchers anymore," and they had all the meat packed by one of the big packing companies is shrink wrapped and delivered to the store, and they weren't going to, they didn't have any more butchers. Now, and of course, you know, some companies will find ways to do that, and then, of course, there's a lawsuit because the union comes in and says, well, you did that to discriminate against employees who are exercising their right to unionize, and then you get into the courts, and unless you're Walmart, you can't afford all that litigation. So the point is that this sets up an enormous amount of tension between employers and their employees and the unions, and you get multiple unions in a workforce, and then they try to leapfrog over each other to get better benefits than the union contractor, the union before them. It is not what we would call a prescription for industrial peace or harmony.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. But it's pretty much a desperation move by the large unions, isn't it? Because their product is hard to sell these days, isn't it?
You know, the unions are definitely dying. You know, they are now in the private sector, non-government workforce. Unions represent under 7% of the workforce. They had their peak back in the 40s when they had 35% of the workforce. Now it's 6.6%. And they are into desperation tactics, and they are trying every way that they can to get new member dollars in to support the old members.
I wish government employee unions were moving in the same direction. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today. Happy Labor Day. Come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
Rich Berman, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of the Center for Union Facts. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. Happy Labor Day, everybody. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.